My keyboard. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My keyboard. Our computers have keyboards. Our typewriters have keyboards. Many things that we work on in our businesses and offices have keyboards. And a keyboard is that which you install information into a computer or other device. And you place information in there that you want there to be there. You place information about your stories, your articles, your world, whatever it is you want to do, the finances, the bookkeeping, whatever things you're doing. And you place that information on the keyboard. Now, the keyboard is an exacting device. It is established to work under a particular manner of working. And each key strikes and comes up with a capital or a lowercase or a number or a symbol. Now, all of these things are just wonderful. They work beautifully, they work harmoniously, and when a little child gets on the keyboard and scrabbles their fingers over the keyboard, nothing intelligible comes up. When an animal walks across the keyboard, also nothing intelligible comes up, because they have not chosen to use the keyboard the way it was designed to be used. Now, you and I know how to use a keyboard the way it's designed to be used. We use a keyboard to type out words and letters and numbers, symbols and other wonderful things. We use it in our computer to draw forth pictures and music. We use it to send out items and articles on email. It's a very wonderful, concise device. However, it will only do what we do. And if we make a mistake in typing a letter or a number, it will faithfully type that letter or number that we have pushed the key down to type. Now, there's nothing wrong with the keyboard. The keyboard works beautifully and wonderfully. Sometimes it needs to be cleaned up, or sometimes it needs to be adjusted, or sometimes it's just been beat up so badly that it needs to be disposed of. But basically, the keyboard functions just the way it's supposed to function. And we'll consider it a functioning keyboard. Now, whatever we put on that keyboard, however we type into that keyboard, that information goes into our computer, onto our typewriter, or wherever we choose to have it go. And it will send out messages of joy, or it'll send out information, whatever we want. And a lot of people enjoy using a happy face from the keyboard to bring up their attitude of what they feel about themselves. A lot of people choose to express on the keyboard all sorts of harmony and peace, and other people use it to express things that are not harmonious with humanity. Now, it's all the choice of the individual. The keyboard works beautifully. It is the channel through which we reach our computer, through which we reach our email, through which we reach the world. And that channel gives us a perfect expression of exactly what we put into it. We have a keyboard, we call it our brain, and that keyboard will send out into our world exactly what it is that we put into it. Now, if we put into our brain, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, then our brain is sending out those signals from our broadcasting area into our world, and all the world reads it. They read it from our thought, they read it from our body actions, they read it from our words, they read it from everything we do. And they interpret that to be wonderful. Now, we look at some people in this world, and they are masterful people. They are people who are pure geniuses. They are people who are loving, who are just so grand. No one can find fault with them. You look at these people, you talk to these people, and you experience these people, and they just give out an aura of magnificence in everything they do. Now, they have the same keyboard that you and I have, and they're using that keyboard for this most wonderful, most powerful, most choiceful decision of what they're going to send out into their world. Now, inside of themselves, and I guess this is the big key, inside of themselves is that beautiful, wonderful, dynamic, powerful, joyful person that they are. Now, I would imagine many of these magnificent people that we look at in the world and admire so much, they hear the news broadcasts and they watch the television sometimes, and they're aware of the world and its calamities and problems and all of the things that disturb it. But they're not disturbed by those things. The moment they are aware of them, they immediately say, all is in divine order. They say, I am divine order, therefore all is in divine order. I am divine order, therefore all is in divine order. And they will not let those outer experiences touch their inner life, touch their keyboard to send out information into their world that they are aware of a world that is unhappy, unkind, that is in any way incomplete. Their keyboard is so guarded by their inner consciousness, and I don't like to use the word guarded, it is so directed. You see, if the inner man is kept pure and beautiful in his original purity and integrity, which is not a difficult thing to do, if the inner man is kept pure and wonderful and beautiful, then the signals that are sent out through the keyboard, through the brain, to the outer world, are pure, beautiful, and wonderful. Why is it that some people can do that? Because they chose to. Because they have chosen to keep their inner mind so clear, so pure, so beautiful, so one-pointed, so directed on truth and love and beauty, that they cannot behold, they cannot think, they cannot project through their keyboard, through their brain, to their world, anything but purity, goodness, and truth. Yes, they are unusual. But they're not as unusual as we think. Because if we were to be pure and beautiful and good in our thoughts, in our inner self, and we would project that out into our universe, we would find that we are surrounded by people who think just like we do. We would find that people admire that in us as we admire that in us, as we live that in us, as we use our keyboard to send out into our universe. The stories, the ideas, the dreams, the goals, the choices of purity and goodness and wholeness, then the whole world that we look at is wonderful. You can be sure these people who are so beautiful and we admire so much, their charisma is so magnificent and so faultless, so wonderful. They have the same conditions that we do, but they choose to call forth only that which is good and beautiful in the mind, in the infinite creative mind of all, are every thought that could exist. There's a thought of destruction and a thought of wholeness. There's a thought of peace and a thought of war. There's a thought of everything. And these wonderful beings that we admire so much, these beings take the thoughts of wholeness, take the thoughts of peace, take the thoughts of joy, dwell only upon those thoughts, and project only those thoughts into their world, and they are known as the peacemaker. They are known as the joyful one. They are known as the great beings of our universe, who do not teach us, but they are a living example of what they believe. And all around them, the world is a reflection to them of what they are. We can take our keyboard and we can type out anything we want on our keyboard. And today, let's take our keyboard and type out all of the beautiful things that we are. It's our keyboard. We're sitting in front of it. Nobody else is sitting here. Nobody else is touching it. Nobody else is taking our thoughts and putting them to work. We are. And we can go to our original purity and integrity. We can just see everything beautiful. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. What a wonderful trio of words and phrases to say that bring total fulfillment into our world today. Think about these things. It's a thought for today that is everlasting. I love you. I love you. I love you.